Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know that it's just a leverage play. I mean, Buffalo actually would make some sense. I mean, the Rams make the most sense. But there's one thing I've learned over the last 4 years about the Bills. I will never rule out anything with them. I remember hearing a rumor that Von Miller was considering the Bills. And, like, I didn't believe it, but then, of course, he signed there. Like, they are always in the mix. And they should be, because they are a good team who could add one big final piece. Like, that would make some sense. Now, I don't know how real it is. When Von starts doing some pitching, I think that gets everyone's attention.
All right, that's Ian Rappaport on the Odell Beckham Jr. rumors, I guess, talk. Can it be rumors if you actually actively and outwardly have your star future Hall of Fame defensive end kind of recruiting him?
I don't think it's really even rumors. I think it's we know exactly what everyone is like
right.
theorizing. Right? Like a lot of times you'll see you'll see something on Twitter of, ooh, I've heard that this is happening behind the scenes. This isn't that. We know what's happening. Beckham is posting on Instagram about playing with Von Miller and signing with the Bills. How serious he is, we don't know. But we know enough that they're photoshopping him into Bills uniforms and they're having fun with it. So he has to think that it's at least somewhat feasible. Or else, like, if it was completely... like, no chance I'd ever go there. I don't even think he'd be playing ball with Von on it, right?
Agreed.
He would just not. He wouldn't even give it the time of day. That's not to say he will sign here.
Now,
but I would think he.
There's also
would
an
want
element
to.
Of driving your market up, right? I mean, like, it's not just
sure.
the Bills. I mean, if some team is interested and you're a free agent coming off an ACL and you want to play,
yep.
you want it to be known that teams are interested in you.
Sure.
You want it to be known that players on teams are interested in you. That kind of helps drive up. Your market value, but
although
I would go ahead.
He's not the one doing it, right?
Right.
Like, it's Von Miller starting it,
and I think Von. I think it's sincere.
Yeah.
I think Von would love it. He played with him last year.
Yep.
They won a Super Bowl together,
and I think Beckham would love it from his standpoint. It makes total sense if he is going to go to a team at this stage. He's not going to make big money. Last
right.
year, he went to the Rams on a veteran minimum deal, and did you see how much money he actually netted from that?
No,
it's like $20,000. Because most of
yes,
it was,
right.
a lot of it was his own fault because he wanted the contract in cryptocurrency.
Ouch.
And then the value tanked. So he lost a lot there. Plus, California tax rate is so high that he ended up, he basically played for the Rams for free. But again, he went there. Why? Because he wanted to win and he wanted to be a part of a great offense. Right now, he's got the ACL added to that. So he's not cashing in right now. He's going somewhere for the back half of this season in the playoffs. That's it. So, to me, given that he already was willing to accept a vet minimum deal last year, I have to think it's only about where can he put up the most stats, where can he be a part of the best offense possible, and restore his value. And the Bills have become that team in the league where you want to build up your own value, you come here and play with Josh Allen.
Right. I keep wondering what it would be like from the Bills side. What's that conversation
right.
sound
it's
like?
It's way tougher from the Bills side than for Beckham.
Yes.
To me, like, if it's Bills versus Rams, then maybe it becomes a hard decision. But the Bills make total sense from Beckham's side. The flip end, it gets tougher. I think there's good arguments on both sides of whether or not you should do it.
Bovada has odds out literally within the past like 10 minutes, Joe, of where Beckham's going to play his first game back. Okay? I'm going to give you these teams. Tell me how these hit you. The Bills are on the list of the top five. They're not number one. You would probably guess who number one is.
The Rams.
Of course. They're his team he's with now, and I think they've been in contact, but nothing appears to be imminent.
He might.
The Rams are the betting favorite.
Okay.
Plus 125.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, almost even money.
Then at plus 225, the Green Bay Packers.
That makes a lot of sense. He'd be their number one.
They don't have... The problem is, when is he playing? Do we even have any sort of timetable of when this guy is going to play?
Yeah.
This is part of the issue I have with, does it make sense for the Bills? I could make every argument yes and every argument no based on, does the culture fit? Look at the roster, and when the heck is he playing?
Mm-hmm. The last I read on that, and it wouldn't be concrete at this point, obviously, was like mid-November.
Right.
So you get
do this move now. Okay, so let's walk through this. Why would the Bills do it now if he wasn't going to play until mid-November? The reason you'd do it now is get him in your building with your doctors to rehab under your watch to get familiar with the offense, get familiar with your teammates, and then when it's go time, it's go time, and we're trying for a Super Bowl. I think that makes total sense. The reason you don't do it now is, what if he just doesn't get healthy enough to play? And you bring him in, and what, it was a wasted exercise.
Well, at that point, though, I guess what's the downside? It's the same, isn't it?
Might
whether be. You sign him or not, like, he never shows up. He never shows up. You're doing
never plays, right?
Right. So, I mean, I think he'll get on the field at some point. But you're right. Like, does he stay on the field because he's had injury problems throughout his career? I think part of it would also be you're just trying to keep him away from anyone else in the AFC because this has become such an arms race in the last 6 to 8 months that you might think about how interested is Kansas City. You might be trying to find that out. Do some recon behind the scenes of, are they in it? Because I don't want him beating me in the playoffs. Because if he's healthy, if he gets back healthy, he can be a game changer still. He was taking over the Super Bowl before he got hurt. He was going to be Super Bowl MVP.
Wasn't that the Le'Veon Bell thing a couple years ago? Like, he was, the Bills kind of were in the mix with the Dolphins, and he went to the Chiefs, and it was like,
it
keep
was
him away
some
from,
defense too.
Right, playing some defense to that.
This
right?
to me is almost on a whole nother level, because he's, one, plays the receiver position, and two, the last time we saw him in the Super Bowl, the first half, he was taking that game over, and he got hurt. He still has that ability when he's healthy. So there would be, I think, some value in Kansas City, who doesn't have a number one right now. Maybe they end up with one of the four guys, hoping Juju or Hardman or someone emerges. They don't have a definitive number one right now. So I don't want to see them have that happen. If he's not going to sign with the Bills, Green Bay, the Rams, keep him over in the NFC.
Well, Kansas City is not on this list. I agree with you.
At all, okay.
They're not on this top five.
Is there anyone from the AFC?
There is another AFC team as the number three team. Now, on the surface, I would say, okay, for them, you would think he'd fit on the roster, but this is not how they've operated.
I think, Baltimore?
Yes. Because they haven't gone out. They're getting rid of receivers. They want tight ends and running backs. And
that's right.
Right? I mean, but yes, they are the number three team. It's Rams plus 125, Packers plus 225, Ravens plus 275.
They might want to, while it doesn't make sense for what they've done this offseason, remember when they signed Dez Bryant a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Off an injury? Like, they like to seemingly, the Ravens like to go for the one-year vet minimum receiver they just get off the street.
Kind of so, like, let's take a flyer, see if it works.
Yeah, so I think for that reason, I could see it being the Ravens. I don't think he terrifies me, though, on the Ravens.
No.
The same way he would on the Chiefs.
Agreed. He doesn't change the Ravens' offense to make you kind of, oh my God, okay, here we go now.
Right.
Like, they are still who they are.
All of this, by the way, is secondary, I think, to whether or not you should sign him. It's like a bonus, almost. It doesn't, I think, make or break whether you do it. I think you make a good point of, does it make a lot of sense to do it right now? I don't think it makes a lot of sense to do it right now, and I wouldn't guess they do it right now. I think Beckham and any team that would sign him probably wait till the middle portion of the season. Could take the Bills, just as an example, but the Rams could be doing the same thing. Anyone that's interested in him could be doing the same thing. We know you're not playing till November, so we just want to see the first month of our season, first month and a half of our season, what we've got. The Bills might say, we like the idea of signing you, but we know we don't have to do it right now, so we're going to start the year, we're going to take a look at what we've got. How good is Isaiah McKenzie in an expanded role? Mm-hmm. How much can Jamison Crowder give us this year? How big a step forward does Gabriel Davis take in now a full-time starting position? Because if all that goes well, then we don't want to sign you and have you be on the bench. And Beckham might think the same way. It actually benefits me to see what the team's got before I sign there. He doesn't want to sign with the Bills and then play 25% of the snaps. So from both sides, they might say, we're going to take a look at the first month. If Gabe Davis looks good, but he's not exploding, and McKenzie, there's some inconsistencies there. Crowder isn't, you know, quite the athlete we'd want for that position. If the first month goes by and it's only pretty good, we'll pay you. We'll sign you, and we'll have you be one of our top three receivers with Gabriel Davis and Stephon Diggs. It might just be, we're interested, unless, again, McKenzie Davis plays so well that, hey, man, we don't need you.
And the issue there, though, is if you do that, you do open the door for other teams to come in and get him. If he wants to play and say, take him before that, then.
Finding out quicker that they don't have the receiving talent.
That's exactly right. So what's interesting about these odds, and again, this is just from Bovada, Rams plus 125, Packers plus 225, Ravens plus 275, Joe, then a massive gap down to the Bills at plus 900. Like, they aren't even in the conversation almost with those three teams. And then the fifth team on the list, and I could see this team doing it because it's them, the Dallas Cowboys.
They do need receivers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Gallup is going to miss at least the first 3 weeks of the season. They traded Amari Cooper. And James Washington, who they brought in from Pittsburgh, has a Jones fracture in his foot.
Right.
So they're down to Jalen Tolbert, who's like a third-round rookie, is their number two receiver. And that's a team that likes to throw the football. So, okay, Dallas makes a lot of sense. The thing I keep coming back to with the Bills, though, and why I'd be interested is, even though I like the receiving core they're going into the season with, like, we know they're deep. Shakir is interesting. McKenzie, I think there's more there and a bigger role, and I love that Gabriel Davis is now an expanded role. I keep coming back to, though, first playoff game, what's my best trio? What's the best possible combination I could have on the field? And even if Isaiah McKenzie looks good, or Crowder, same thing, I don't think there's a better receiving trio the Bills could start the playoffs with than Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, and Odell Beckham. Beckham and Diggs, by the way, you might think, well, aren't they all outside receivers? Davis, maybe less so than the other two. Diggs and Beckham have great positional flexibility. Take turns almost playing in the slot. Beckham actually had a lot of his production last season coming out of the slot. So that's what I keep coming back to. They're the Super Bowl favorite. It's a Super Bowl or bust type season. And I'm one of the most terrifying passing offenses in football. And I truly believe there's no better receiving trio they could start the playoffs with than Beckham included with Gabriel Davis and Stephon Diggs. And that's why it's intriguing to me.
They are certainly operating, I think, differently than they normally would because of what you just said in the window. It's why you go out and give Von Miller $20 million a year at the age of 33. And say, we're just trying to win a Super Bowl. Like, this is what this is about now. There's no longer, again, if you asked me 3-4 years ago about Beckham, I'm like, this team ain't doing that. That's not who they are.
There was even a report, right, that the Giants, was it Rappaport?
Yeah.
And the Giants called about Beckham.
Before the Antonio Brown thing.
Yeah.
And those are like, no
thanks.
So I absolutely agree with that. I think that it's totally a different way to look at it and operate. Speaking of injuries, Mekhi Becton, man. This guy can't catch a break. Out maybe for the season. Like, just these are the reports. At least it's going to be significant or something like that. There's some fear that could happen. That's not the report that he's out for the season, but fear that that could happen. And this is a guy that missed, most of last year? You know, the Jets offensive linemen, they're trying to protect Zach Wilson. And look, the Jets aren't going to factor in the AFC race, but I think it's a significant blow for a team that's trying to do their best to load up around Zach Wilson and figure it all out here.
I'm starting to soften on them a little bit. You know, like the post-draft hype. They added the three first-round picks. They drafted Breece Hall. Like, they're having a nice offseason. Now we're getting closer to the season. I'm just like, yeah, they're the Jets. Right? They're the Jets. Zach Wilson, like, the most important position. I'm hesitating to give Miami credit because of who their quarterback is. The Jets have a quarterback you trust way less than Tua. Like, you might think his ceiling is a lot higher, because I think it is, but you trust him a lot less going into the year. I'm more and more just thinking, oh, man, nice offseason, yeah, and they're building it the right way, and they might turn into something, but I can't believe until he takes a massive step forward, I can't believe that team is competitive with the any form of the quarterback play they had last year.
Joe, I'm going to read you the start of a recent team's practice at training camp.
I think I've already read. I think I know what's
okay,
coming.
Okay, good.
Here. Go ahead.
I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this for the listeners who haven't heard this yet. You ready? Here we go. This is the first whatever plays. Well, how many plays we got here? Maybe 10 of a certain team's start to training camp practice. I will reveal the team after I read it to you. Play one, false start. Play two, stuffed. Play three, incomplete pass. Play four, stuffed right at the handoff. Play five, sack. Play six, a flat 1 yard would have been blown up if live hitting. Next play, incomplete pass. I don't even remember what number play I'm on. Next play, sack. Next play, a 1 yard pass blown up. Next play, stuffed. Next play, a 5 yard pass. You know who this is.
New England.
The New England Patriots.
Oh, I love it.
Remember last week? Remember last week when I said to you, Joe, I have been hearing out of Patriots camp how bad the offense is. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing that the word disaster came up, that they're trying all this stuff. They're not looking good. This, what I just read you, is from Greg Bedard, who covers the team for the, used to be the Boston Globe, now he's at the Boston Sports Journal. He has since written plenty of stuff at his Twitter feed about it. 3 of 6, interception, scramble, minimal games, killing it in the flats, 3 of 10, 3 sacks of pressure in the next team period, just awful football is what he writes. And then he goes on a podcast, one of the topics is offense completely inept. Joe, this is not one guy. This is what everybody has been saying about Patriots camp.
I wonder how bad it really could get, like once the season gets going. Because this sounds embarrassingly bad. Like how
yes.
This is supposed to be the time of year where every team everywhere is getting hype, right? Like everyone's getting the hype machine is out of control. And here's New England, and it sounds like it's a Tim Tebow comparisons are being made to what's going on with the offense. I wonder how bad it could get, how elementary their offense could look, how inept they could be to move the football. Because at that point, it almost doesn't matter how good your defense is. If you're a bottom five offense in the league, you're not going to be competing. And I think that might be where we're headed. How could you have confidence that they're going to be... So what was their formula last year? Their formula last year was second best defense in football, middle of the pack offense, right? And that worked. They made the playoffs. That was their bar. Just reached the playoffs. They got obliterated by the Bills. This year, to reach that same goal, they have to maintain a top defense, which is incredibly hard to do, and they have to be middle of the pack in the offense at least again. Right now, how many offenses in the league do you trust less?
With
the combination of the coaching, and I don't think there's an offensive coach in the league I trust less than Matt Patricia, the receiving group, which is below average if I'm being kind to what they have, the quarterback is a game manager type quarterback, not someone that's going to elevate everything else around him. Like, what does that equate to? That equates to, I think, one of the worst offenses in football, and I could probably count on one hand the amount of offenses that I would trust less than that one, if any.
71 and 79, Joe.
71 and 79.
Bill Belichick's record all time as a head coach without Tom Brady as his starting quarterback. He has coached 150 games with any quarterback starting other than Tom Brady. That is a ton of games coached. Most coaches never get that in a career. This guy did it just without Tom Brady, and he's 71 and 79.
That might grow. That at least below 500, the amount of games below 500 this year.
I mean, yeah.
I wonder if they could just flame out completely. Because that's something nobody entertains the possibility of, right? Belichick gets so much credit that they'll at least be around 500. Like, he is that valuable. I know what it'll sound like around here if this happens. What will it sound like if they win like 3 games this season? 4 games this season.
Well, I'll tell you what it'll sound like. A little bit like, there's been talk, like, I've seen rumblings from, like, some Patriots media who've said, if this is what's going to happen, why not just take it all the way down? You know what I mean? Like, why not blow it up? Why not start over again? Because it seems like they're trying to middle it.
What is starting over? Is starting over Belichick?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. It seems like they're not super young, right? They're not this like super young team.
No, not at all.
I think that's what it means more about that than the coach. But sure, I think that could be a part of the conversation. Here's Mike Giardi from NFL Network, who has been at Patriots practice. He covers the Patriots. After 2 days off the field, he tweets, the first rep of 11-on-11, left tackle Trent Brown got hit with a false start. That's the one I just told you about. Was sent on a lap. Then he wrote, that foreshadowed another rough day for the offense. Mac Jones completed 3 passes in the first 11-on-11, threw one away, took a sack, had another throw broken up. No completion. Bills fans are going to love this one. No completion was beyond 10 yards. He said in the second 11-on-11 versus the ones, Mac was sacked 2 times, shot put at a ball in face of more pressure, and had 2 incompletions during miscommunication. I mean, if you're not a Bills fan smiling from ear to ear right now as I read that to you, I don't know what else could get you to do it other than something the Bills actually did great.
I want to see it all fall to pieces.
I mean, amazing. We've talked about this. I am ready to go all in on the Patriots beating them week one and just start, like, they're going to... What we've heard from the Dolphins camp, it's all been pretty positive. It's the hype train, like you talk about. Compared to this, and they're going to Miami week one, like, I'm like, oh my God, Miami's going to destroy this team, the way it sounds.
Their first 4 games, by the way, so they open at the Dolphins, then they open at the Steelers, and then home Ravens at Green Bay. 3 of their first 4 games are on the road, and their home game is against the Ravens, which I think they'll be an underdog in. That might be up somewhere. 0-4? It's in the window, isn't it?
It could.
3 road games, one of them's Green Bay, and your home game is Baltimore. That's tough. It's not the most difficult, most challenging we've ever seen, because Pittsburgh is not super daunting, and Miami is, you know,
right,
what they are. So it's not the most daunting in the world, but if they start slow, and that could very well happen given what their camp looks like,
I would tell you this,
get away from them quickly.
I wish the Bills were playing them earlier now. They don't play until later.
December 1st and January 8th.
Yeah, like they don't play till December 1st. By that time, you never know. Maybe they figure things out. They get things together. The Patriots are notorious, actually, under Belichick, even in Super Bowl runs, to have slow starts. And then just kind of like as the season goes on, they get better because that's what they do. I wish the Bills were playing them in the first 4 weeks, because I think from what I've heard here about them, what we've all kind of been reading about them, that would look like maybe what it looked like on Wild Card Weekend last year.
By the way, speaking of not performing, at least in training camp, and offense is not looking good, we just mentioned the Jets. Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for ESPN, just tweeted, make that 5 sacks in their last 6 dropbacks, including 4 in a row. This division.
Man, I know. We've come a long way, baby, as they say. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, I watched something last night, and I'm pretty into it. Max is into it with me, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a documentary that's out there right now that maybe you've seen, maybe you haven't, but we can get into that when we come back on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.